Saffron Planet, making sense of it all.
Personal side, I mean, what music do we listen to? You know, our own personal tastes would be quite interesting. You know, no time to prepare, just straight out. I must admit, I now prefer to listen to Christian music, contemporary music, that because I never used to listen to lyrics in the old days, but now I suppose, you know, I'm paying a bit more attention to it. As long as the music is good, the lyrics actually sort of, for me, are quite necessary. Mm-hmm. So, there's a group from America called Mercy Me, very, very big over there, probably the biggest contemporary Christian group. And, you know, their musicianship is really, really high. And the music is, you know, some people might call it a bit soppy, but for me, you know, the lyrics sort of speak straight to the heart. And there's, in this country, Fat Fish are a similar group. And, yeah, there is some good stuff out there. And it's not just in your genre of heavy metal. I'm talking about more mainstream. And, you know, these groups perhaps ought to find a wider audience, though, you know, they are overtly Christian, and for that reason they probably won't find a wider audience, not in this country, you know. Though Mercy Me, I think, have appeared in the, you know, the secular charts in America, because so much of America, the Christian music scene is big, isn't it?
And, I mean, it was 7% of the whole market was Christian.
Yeah. Delirious did Christian. Well in America.
Right.
It's scary.
Yes, I mean, for me, listen, I really don't listen to a lot of music. Yeah, I think I was talking to you about before that the best thing I've heard in years was the Grandmothers of Invention, which are three members of the original. Now, of the Mothers of Invention, Frank Zappa's group. Now, Frank Zappa was pretty anti-Christian, you know, and it's really weird that. But his lyrics weren't particularly. They were either nonsense, a bit dodgy, or they were a little bit surreal, or just humorous. Yeah. So it was in his private life that he would speak out against, his political and religious views and stuff. Yeah. But as a musician, he was brilliant. And to see the Grandmother's Invention the other day, it was just a thrill to see music of that calibre and of that originality still happening.
I think these old groups just sort of turn over and die. You know.
Well, the keyboard players definitely fine.
I'm thinking of other groups, underground groups from the 70s that should just
appear. I can't.
They just can't find an audience anymore.
I love inside jokes, especially on the radio. Isolate our listeners!
Just to say that Howard Worth used to be a rock star from the 70s, apparently. Led Zeppelin used to tour under him.
Used to worship us.
And they even pinched Stairway to Heaven was pinched from one of Howard's
songs. Absolutely.
There is a meaning. I've played it. It is exactly on the fretboard.
You want to talk about that? That's quite interesting. Why is Stairway to Heaven?
Not really.
Back to the conspiracy theory.
Other people may say that I couldn't possibly comment.
Gordon, will you tell us the story?
Just plays exactly the same.
What
same
song name. Is it?
What is your one?
Maiden's Cry.
Maiden's Cry, at the beginning of it.
It's just a guitar riff, really.
Yeah. But no,
and you the most important part.
You predated Stairway to Heaven.
Well, not only did we predate it, we played with them before they brought that out, and they had a copy of our album before that came out.
Okay. Clues.
You don't regret it in any way.
I'm looking upon it as a possible pension. As soon as I've got my lawyer, I'll win the lawyer
something. Yeah, Paul McCartney's lawyer.
Forget pension, that could just pay for all of your son's lives.
and some others, yeah.
listen to, Simon?
Punk. Hard to describe because I really like bebop from the mid 40s, East Coast jazz, bit of ragtime, maybe New Orleans ragtime jazz. But
however,
that's when I'm alone. My public image is of a punk rock listening.
I never grew up.
Yeah, I'm still in my mid teens music wise. I like a good Californian punk from the 90s, mainly Rancid, AFI. So there's a lot of bands like the Distillers. I know they're not a band anymore, but they're amazing. High energy punk.
What about the earlier California stuff from the late 70s, early 80s?
Beach Boys.
X and Germs.
I know.
Because that was my era. I was involved with that, like, out there. But
really?
Yeah, I was involved with a lot of those bands.
Did you know, like, the early, like, the Descendants? And I think the Vandals were just starting at that time as well, in the late
80s.
This is
a lot of it was, like, Los Angeles.
This is the LA scene of the late 70s, early 80s.
Operation Ivy? Or is it, that was more like San Francisco?
Again, that was a bit later.
Was it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't say 80s, but more 90s, that second wave of punk.
Right.
And also, a bit of Amy Winehouse.
Goes
down the tree, I think.
Duffy? Mm. What about Duffy?
She's, no, I don't
know. I think she's got a great voice.
So I think she sounds really nasally.
That's all right.
What about Adele?
Adele's just another chav scum that's been doing
that. What about the good chav? There's always the good chav. Like the, you know,
the
good
shave.
Samaritan. the good chav who came to your rescue when you were beaten up.
The naked chav.
Yeah, but there's only one group that's worth mentioning, the Beatles, I'm afraid.
I thought you were going to say Cream. Johnny, right, no, John, I think Johnny's next. Johnny?
I listen to a whole range of stuff, really. I listen to a lot of electro pop, some stuff from the 80s, 70s, early bit. David Bowie, I love him. Also, there's modern sort of heavier music, hardcore, emo
stuff.
I
heard you singing a Kink song this morning.
Yeah, I was singing a bit of Kinks this morning.
Now, my first job I ever had...
Back in the 30s.
Back in the early 60s, actually. The first job I ever had, I got a job at Pi Records. I left art school, went to Pi Records, was to make the Kinks' first gold records. And I had to physically make them with Electroset.
Oh, not play on them.
No. They weren't even their songs, actually. They're somebody else. They had the masters, like brass masters, come up from the factory. Yeah. And I had to make with gold Electroset on black paper. They were rubbish. They really were. Mm. And give them for their first singles.
So just the Kinks have some gold discs in their houses that are like worth thousands.
Well, they're probably in their little boxes, and they're probably all separate. Mm. It was stuck on a red sort of background with cow gum. And I'm sure within weeks they probably all fell apart.
Because you were such a good workman.
Well, no, because that's how they told me to do it. It was a rubbish way of doing it.
Saffron Planet. Making sense of it all.
Just going back to the six, I mean, it was a golden age. I mean,
it was.
I mean, Tam and Motown and stuff, incredible, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
And will they say the same about music in our age when we're your age?
I don't think so.
But then again, to think about it, though, your parents would all be raving about Sinatra and people that you were like,
yeah, but they didn't innovate. They had good voices.
Like the jazz
stuff that came out
people.
The 60s, you know, from psychedelia to, you know, the soul and just so much. Variety. I mean,
well, the main difference was the main different ingredient actually with the six was drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Just going back to Tamla, though, they weren't part of the drug culture, were they?
Black culture in Detroit in the 60s.
Oh, really? We should have realised that. God, what a silly thing to miss. I mean, I wrote a thesis on it the other day. Okay, but the Beatles, I mean, LSD was very much a part of, like, Sgt. Pepper's, isn't it?
So
incredible music, but rock.
Well, I would turn on my Bob Dylan initially. I mean, who? No, Christian.
Really? Is Bob Dylan now a Christian?
He was a Christian. Oh, then yeah. He went back, didn't he?
Well, I think again. He's been attacked. I think he's been, you know, he was attracted by some hardcore Orthodox.
When he became a Christian, he brought a couple of albums out.
Yeah.
I got the impression that he then reverted back and joined a sort of
an Orthodox Jewish thing. Yeah, I think they actually worked on him. I think. Yeah.
So you think he's come back again?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Robert Alan Zimmerman.
That's his real name.
Yes, yes.
Nice Jewish boy.
Johnny, you wearing pants?
Gospel. Yes, I am. Nothing
is that
else.
One of the songs that he wrote?
Johnny,
one of his first songs. That was his first song when he was when he was in kindergarten.
You've already asked that at least four times. And each time I've
he's changed it to Blowing in the Wind.
It was originally called Blowing in Your Pants.
Tell us your question.
I always find it interesting, you know, about going back to the Beatles again. How,
yeah.
You know, how you know the effects of like hallucinogenic drugs can cause such creativity. And does that mean that? If they didn't have ASD, we wouldn't have had Lennon and McCartney.
Well, no, because it didn't happen. Although they were on other things before the first hits. There are a big amphetamine thing in the, you know, when they're in Germany and stuff to keep awake. They're all on amphetamine.
Yeah,
so those things have their own effect in terms of like. Output of ideas and things in a certain level.
They weren't in the early days, were they particularly into drugs when they were...
Well, there were Purple Hearts and things like that, which were amphetamines, which were like to keep you awake. Sort of things that Elvis was on all the time in the early days.
But would that have affected their creativity then?
To a degree, yeah.
Sure, anything you put in your system is going to affect your creativity somewhere.
Well, anything that changes your mind in some way. Yeah. But whether that's specific to that, but there are other stories about... when they're in Germany, I can't really say that on here because
because he's got a good lawyer.
Extremely good lawyer. But they were involved supposedly with a witch in Hamburg.
Really?
Wow.
And there is talk of them. This probably you have to edit this out.
Oh, that blog.
There is talk of them having sold their soul.
Well, Zeppelin, every single member except for John Paul Jones. Openly admitted that they had, and John Paul Jones said that he didn't. And I remember Aaron, a friend of mine, was looking into the story of each member, and every member except for the keyboardist has had a really huge life-issuing catastrophe happen.
Oh, yeah. The drummer died, didn't he?
Robert died. Robert Plant lost one of his sons.
Yeah. Play some of
Jimmy
their songs
Page,
backwards.
I don't know what happened, just look at him. But the keyboard player...
Well, you know the real reason is because they nicked their way to heaven.
Yeah, exactly.
He put a curse on them.
Well, there's a YouTube video, Stairway to Heaven played backwards, and it's quite terrifying.
It's supposed to say, here's to my sweet Satan, and it's sung backwards.
But Jimmy Page was an Satanist.
Oh, he was. He lived in Aleister Crowley's house.
Up in Scotland,
he had an occult bookshop in Kensington for a long time. I met a girl in America who ran his shop. I mean, he was up to his neck in the occult.
Do you think he's still in it?
I don't know.
Well, his new... Obviously, they all reformed, did that massive gig, and apparently they were brilliant. I didn't know.
Oh, and the
O2 one,
So they're back. Whether they're going to do more gigs, or if that was just a one-off. Apparently the DVD is going to be coming out for Christmas.
Yeah. I must admit, Led Zeppelin was the first group that I went crazy about. You're grandparents. I used to. We had one gramophone in our house in the front room, and I used to lock myself in that room and listen to Led Zeppelin 2 constantly.
You'd understand the lyrics, of course.
But now I try not to listen to them because, out of all the groups, they're probably the most. Closely connected to Satanism.
Well, again, this Beatles thing, strangely enough, somebody told me about it. First, with audience, we played up in a club up in the north somewhere. Yeah. And it was this northern comedian that I was talking to at a bar. And he was saying about he lived in Hamburg.
Yeah. Sure wasn't a joke.
Well, no, I'll tell you what. As he told it to me, a chill went right through me. Yeah. As he was telling me, it really is.
Was it like with their original drummer who now lives in like Newcastle?
I don't know, could possibly
be. This is not in the public domain, what you're saying.
No.
Is it to do with, wasn't there a blonde German girl that's attached to them?
Oh, yeah, well, she, that's what's her name? Yeah.
Who was a girlfriend of.
No, that's from the Stones.
No.
That's what's her name?
He was the original bassist or something for the Beatles.
He died quite young. He was an artist.
Maybe that's connected somehow.
Possibly.
Well, wasn't the original drummer the Beatles kicked out because he was too pretty?
Didn't he die?
Yeah, that's right.
He was too beautiful and all the girls would like him. So
that's right, there was a bit of that, I think, yeah.
They brought on the ugliest man on the earth.
No, you're thinking of the ABBA drummer.
Ringo Starr's. Their actual drummer is one of the only ones that's still alive, isn't it?
Who was Pete Best.
Did he die? He's still alive, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, I met him a long time ago at the Marquees. That's a bit strange.
So, Ringo Starr or Paul McCartney, who's going to be the last surviving Beatle?
I don't think we'll get into that particular...
We'll get into
that. That broke.
Anyway,
we've got to repeat everything we've said.
Five for each way on Ringo Starr, please. Yeah.
Each time we've mentioned one of the names, you have to bleep it out. So we'll still talk about the other one. But we won't know.